Are you ready to fill your soul with the sustenance it needs? Look no further. Bishop Joshua Fonseca's Soul Food Podcast. You can listen anytime to these engaging messages of faith. From testimonies and real-life stories to musical entertainment, is here to satisfy your spiritual hunger. Tune in today for a journey of hope, strength, and truth, and be uplifted with each episode wherever you are. Don't let your soul go hungry. It's time for some soul food.
What do you want to be when you grow up?
I want to be...
Hey, I never think I thought of that.
Let me think about that. Whoa.
I want to be a teacher when I grow up.
Elementary teacher. I like little kids.
A babysitter.
A pastor.
A dolphin trainer.
A gentle that eats bugs.
A haircutter.
A person who helps in charities.
I'm a cashier at Walmart.
An author. Chapter books about mythical creatures and animals and things.
I want to be a lawyer.
Lawyer.
Pilot.
Pilot.
Pilot. And a dad. A pilot racer dad.
For me, it has been to be that guy that does what people say can't be done, you know? And I think it started with trying to please my mother and trying to please my grandmother, and they always wanted higher for me. They always wanted more for me. And it got to the point that I wanted to be something. I wanted to be somebody. And it made me choose certain roles. It made me turn down certain roles. There is more than an image that I want to project. I want to be the person that is the first person there and the last person to leave. That's who I want to be, because I think that the road to success is through commitment and through the strength to drive through that commitment when it gets hard. And it is going to get hard, and you're going to want to quit sometimes, but it'll be colored by who you are and more who you want to be.
You are now listening to Soul Food with Bishop Joshua. Don't stop listening. There is more soul food to share.
I keep fighting voices in my mind that say I'm not enough.
One young lady came into church with her bags, and she said, "Bishop, I don't know. I don't have a place to go. I don't know where I'm going. Because my mother kicked me out of the house because I did not want to obey the tradition." What was the tradition? To bathe with the chicken blood, to offer the soul to the spirit.
Every single lie that tells me I will never measure up.
But the young girl, she was obeying the word. She was walking. And she said, "Mom, I'm sorry, Mom. I love you, but I'm not going to displease my God. This is not from God." The girl came into church and she said, "I lost my family, I lost my house, but I don't want to lose my salvation." This is the character of those who walk with God. And what happened was that God provided her. Somebody was looking for a young lady to work in the house. She got a job, a place to stay. This lady is there firm with Jesus until today, serving the Lord.
You are now listening to Soul Food with Bishop Bera Joshua.
I don't know if I said it wrong. Maybe I had supposed to say I have here the old guys. I have the young guys, but I'm supposed to say old guys. These people here, they are youth pastors. They are serving God. They did not flee from the calling. Okay, tell me your name and your story.
My name is Charles. I born and raised in Queens, New York, and I came to the church when I was like 10 with my mom. She was invited by a friend, and I didn't really take God seriously. Of course, I was a kid, and some years later, I started to take God a little bit more seriously. But my biggest troubles were a lot of insecurities. I didn't really believe in myself. I wasn't really comfortable in my own skin. I was, you know, very insecure to the point where I would do everything to make everybody laugh. I was always the class clown. I did everything to get everybody's attention, but at the same time, there was a conflict in me because I didn't want anybody to notice me either. Notice like the bad sides of me, like the things that I, you know, I didn't really like or I didn't want to showcase. So I try to be funny so that people won't notice the things that I was very insecure about.
And maybe you are like this. Okay. Came into church, overcame it. How was the calling to go to serve the Lord, to go to the altar?
I remember it was on a Wednesday service. Of course, I was getting more serious with God. I cut off a lot of friends, a lot of people that weren't good for me. And I remember on one Wednesday, I said, God, my life is yours. And I heard very clearly, if your life is mine, serve me on the altar. And at that time, I knew in that very moment what it meant. Because at the time I was saying, no, God, I'll be a businessman and I'll help open churches and I'll, you know, do this, serve you with my money, with business and all this. But that wasn't the plan of God. So I had my own dream. I had my own idea of what I wanted to do for God, but that wasn't what God wanted.
And when I called this young man to serve God, I had a big trouble with his... my friend, can you stay over there? You are taller than me. How dare you? No, you can be by me. You can be by me. You stay. You stay here by me. Come on, my friend. You scared me. I had a big trouble when I went to, I called him. How old were you?
At the time, I was 15.
15. And his daddy did not want him to serve God, right?
My father turned my entire family against me. My entire family, you know, looked at me like I was the devil. Like, how could you turn your back on your family to go to this church that we don't even know about? And how could you? How dare you? You know, all that we've done for you basically just turned my entire family against me.
And when I spoke to his daddy, he came with a lawyer. He brought a lawyer, but the lawyer was the uncle.
My uncle.
And I fear no lawyer. I'm not owe anything. I'm not a lawbreaker. I fear no lawyer. And he said, I'm going to sue the church. I'm going to sue you. How long have you been serving God?
This summer is going to be 7 years.
7 years.
Seven.
Amen. 7 years that he has been serving God. Where are you now?
In Katy, Texas.
Katy, Texas.
Yes, sir.
Okay. How do you feel serving God, be a vessel in God's hands?
There's nothing better. Literally. Honestly, there's nothing better than serving
God. Your dream was to have a business.
My dream, I wanted to be a chiropractor or an anesthesiologist, or, you know, even help with my father's business, his business. And, you know, he does like DJing and he does parties and he, you know, catering and all that. And he was a really big businessman, but nothing compares to serving God. Nothing compares to it. I even with my father, he passed away. And I even saw, like you were saying, you know, you had your family or your friends and you saw where your friends were at. And when my father, he passed away like 2 years ago, all of my family, they're still depressed. And a month later, my grandfather, he passed away. So, but even still, because I've been serving God and I have the Holy Spirit, it was like, even though my father, he passed away, it's like, I can't even explain it. I wasn't sad. I wasn't depressed. It's not like I was a robot or I didn't feel it. Of course, I was sad, but I had so much peace. I couldn't be sad for a long time. And I saw exactly who my family really was because, again, my father was very successful. He was in the process of buying a warehouse for $3 million, and he had the money. And even until today, I'm the eldest son, the oldest. I haven't seen a dollar of any of that money. So my family, as soon as my father passed away, my grandfather passed away, they took everything and they just disappeared. I haven't gotten one call, nothing. So I always think to myself, what if I never accepted God's calling and I was depending on my family or doing my dad's business? He passed away and they would have left me high and dry. So since that day when my father passed away, that's all I've been really thinking about.
You have the great treasure, the Holy Spirit, and doing the will of God.
I started being depressed. I started losing motivation to go to school. I was hanging out late. I was disobedient to my parents, rebellious, you know, getting bad grades. I was living a life with just recklessly with boys. I found out about the church from my grandmother. Today, I am no longer depressed. I'm happy. I'm obedient to my parents. The advice that I have for those who are young and depressed, depression, you shouldn't let it take a hold of you. It's not the final destination of your life. There is a way out, and the way out is Jesus.
I was really depressed. The reason for that is because my father left me when I was 11 years old. And I tried to commit suicide. I tried, you know, cutting myself, but it never worked. The devil was trying to take me, but God was working with me. And I'm here now as a living testimony to tell you, no more depression. I'm free. I'm happy. I've been uplifted. I haven't been down no more. I received the Holy Spirit. God is here and He's here to help you.
My name is Nadia Gonzalez and I've been coming to the Universal Church for about 15 years now. I was on welfare. I was pretty much, my life individually was pretty depressing and I was always sad. But as I started coming, using my faith, my life has changed. My finances have changed. My family has changed. My children are all grown now. Two of them have families and I've seen results. So I'm just going to keep coming to the Universal Church because as I use my faith here, I see changes, the changes that God wants in my life. And they're choosing that. I don't have to twist their arm. I don't have to force them. They choose it for themselves because they see the difference as well.
I see the changes in my life. I see that God has been blessing me with the things I have now. The things I have now, I have a landscaping business. And I've just been coming because I know I've seen the changes and I know that God is real. I know I see my faith and I know that He's real and I trust Him. I trust in Him and I depend in Him.
I was in the church since I was a little, very little. And my mom never forced anything on me. And I stayed because I saw the changes in myself. I saw the changes in my mother and I wanted that for myself. So I invested and now I'm here. I'm no longer sad. I no longer I'm depressed. I'm here and serving God.
I've been here my whole life, and I have been praying. I have been trying to tell God. I'm telling God, hey, I need my life to change because I'm going through problems. Everybody goes through problems, addictions. But I've been going here and I seen God. I stopped that addiction. But basically, God has changed me. God has stopped me. God gave me the knowledge to what to do in the steps. So if you have any kids, you should bring them because it does help.
I definitely recommend mothers, fathers, just keep coming. Bring your kids. Even though they don't seem interested, just keep coming. Don't force them. Don't bend their arm. Just bring them, come, and God's going to do the rest. I strongly believe that. You do your part so that they can see the change in you, and then they will follow.
If you have been enjoying this podcast, share it with a friend or family member.
Don't stop listening. There is more soul food to share.
Thank you for listening in. That's all the soul food we have to share today. Stay tuned to the next episode on soul food and keep your notifications on. Share each episode with your friends and family to feed their souls. Give the food that lasts forever.